The American fashion industry is holding its 10th annual Fashion Week in New York City. Beyond the glamour, fanfare, and celebrity, the industry pumps millions of dollars into the city's economy. Everyone involved may reap even more from the rush of international publicity. Fashion observers say the annual fashion extravaganza, in which leggy models strut down runways parading the latest designs, focuses worldwide attention on New York City. Robert Basilotti teaches the business of fashion at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology.
So many eyes are on New York. You know, you have such an international community, diverse community. The excitement it lends the city is unprecedented, really. It's the best unpaid advertising you can get.
Fashion Week is also a boon for the economy of New York, says Mr. Basilotti.
New York benefits, obviously, from hotel revenues, restaurant revenues, services, all types of, you know, messenger services, last-minute type services, visual and display and design groups. Certainly, you're going to have lots of people taking lots of groups out for those kinds of PR-type dinners. You know, we have to take certain key people out, buyers, fashion coordinators, things like that, fashion directors and other people, journalists, you know, people that are basically being wooed. Again, just lots of good PR for New York.
For young designers, intense media coverage of the annual fête can put them on the map of fashion couture. Just ask Haitian-born designer Marie Claudinet Jean, wife of hip-hop artist Wyclef Jean. Her spring collection has been touted as a cross between the gracious styles of the late American film star Audrey Hepburn and the MTV video crowd. Miss Jean calls her clothing label Fuchsia, an apt name for her bold choices of color, from bright red ball gowns to teal-blue beaded bustiers. Still, she insists that her blend of French Caribbean couture and aristocratic flair is for all women.
When I design, I think of all women, because I custom design. I do all sizes, whether you're tall, big, short. It's all for women that just want to be elegant, hot, bold, and wild.
Kimora Lee Simmons is the brainchild of Baby Fat, a wildly popular line of clothing that includes rhinestone-adored cut-off blue jean shorts and sexy dresses.
My mom wears Baby Fat. My little girl wears Baby Fat. Kids that go to school wear Baby Fat. Folks in Omaha wear Baby Fat.
Baby Fat debuted its line of glitzy, barely-there dresses, inspired by Josephine Baker, the African-American showgirl who was a celebrity in Paris in the 1930s. Again, Miss Simmons.
I want it to be exciting, and I want it to be sexy, and I want it to be fun, but I want people to be able to use it. Even if it's not the way that I intended, if it's some little twist that you put on it yourself.
Sometimes, however, the glitz of fashion brings on a firestorm of criticism. The animal rights group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals unveiled its new anti-fur campaign directly across the street from the runways of Fashion Week. This is Leah Krakenowski for VOA News in New York.